Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities July monthly podcast. During the month, risk assets were supported by signs of slowing global inflation, adding to market speculation that monetary policy rates were approaching their peaks for major developed market economies. Resilient U.S. economic data reduced concerns over a hard landing, and government bond yields rose with a slight bear steepening bias. In the U.S., CPI data moderated more than expected, further fueling hopes that the U.S. would avoid a downturn. Q2 GDP grew at an annualized rate of 2.4% quarter over quarter, well above forecasts of 1.8% growth, and marking an acceleration from 2% growth during the previous quarter. At the July FOMC meeting, the committee unanimously voted to hike the Fed funds target rate by 25 basis points. During the press conference, Fed Chair Powell refrained from saying that any additional hikes would be necessary, and instead said that any further hikes from here would be finally judged and would be driven by intermeeting data. In Europe, the economic backdrop remained challenged as the July Eurozone PMI index deteriorated further into contraction and the European Central Bank hiked the deposit facility rate by 25 basis points to 3.75. In terms of performance in July, duration and yield curve positioning was the most significant contributor as a result of short Japanese, long UK, and overall long US duration positioning. EM debt was also positive this month, due mainly to local currency Russian government bonds, but exposures to rates in Poland and South Africa were also beneficial for performance. Investment grade and high yield credit contributed positively, driven mainly by exposures to energy and financials. Overall, foreign exchange positioning contributed to returns for the month. The positive contribution from developed market foreign exchange was driven mainly by Norwegian krona and Australian dollar exposures, while the positive contribution from emerging foreign exchange was driven mainly by Mexican peso and South African rand. Mortgage and asset-backed securities were also a positive contributor, driven mainly by exposures to CMOs. In terms of portfolio positioning and adjustments for July, headline duration decreased by almost a year, with growth remaining resilient even as inflation data continues to decline steadily. During the month, we moved front-end duration into the two-year key rate with the view that the U.S. is nearing the end of its hiking cycle. We also reduced duration in their intermediate part of the curve to buy shorter and longer-dated maturities as the 5- and 10-year treasuries continue to look rich. In global duration, we trimmed about a quarter of a year of German 10-year duration, moving the position from long to a small short as the spread to U.S. 10-year treasuries widened. We also trimmed U.K. duration after the CPI there fell. So for the outlook going forward, in line with our expectations, global growth is downshifting, and the disinflationary process is clearly underway. Lessening bottleneck pressures, financial stability concerns contributing to tighter credit conditions in the U.S. and Europe, and softer manufacturing and services demand worldwide are helping to alleviate price pressures globally. These trends, combined with the major central banks continuing to advocate for restrictive monetary policy, should further temper growth and inflation. In such a scenario, we expect developed market government bond yields to trend lower and the U.S. dollar to weaken modestly. These factors should act as a tailwind for emerging markets, where central banks are closer to the end of their tightening cycle relative to the developed world, and valuations are attractive. So this concludes our podcast for July. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.